This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and this is the pre-show. We are at day number four of our Four Corners food drive, and we are on the east side of town today, kind of like the southeast. We are at the Albertsons at South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge, and we are here raising money for Three Square. We have had such a successful Four Corners food drive so far, and I actually have some news to break to you this morning if you haven't heard the news yet, and I'll do that in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But this may be going on a little longer than we previously.
Wait, this is day four of the Four Corners food drive?
There may be a day five, and I'll explain. Okay. I've got all the news for you.
Intrigued.
Coming up. Some interesting things happened yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, let's talk about what we've done so far.
Yeah.
Because, oh my gosh, so far, total amount collected, $79,420, which comes out to 238,260 meals that Three Square will be able to put together for the food insecure here in Las Vegas, which is just mind-blowing numbers. It's amazing stuff so far. But this side of the valley, we usually end day four, the food drive here on this side of the valley. There's always a strong showing in Green Valley and Henderson. You guys always step up big time. So I'm excited to see what happens this morning.
Oh, so what was? Let's go over the numbers really quick as far as the north side. Day one, what did they make cash-wise?
So day one is 40, just over 40,000.
Okay.
40,426.
So then we went to the south side, and what was raised down there?
Day two for the south side was 21,384.
384. Okay. And then yesterday we were on the west side in Summerlin, and what did we raise there?
You know, I have to do the totals for, because I just did the totals for our show, so I need to do the totals with the station.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, we'll get all the details, but from what I understand, we are tracking well ahead of schedule. Basically, what we ended with yesterday, from what I understand, is close to what we did in 4 days last year. So this has just been fantastic.
It's been amazing, amazing showing. And every dollar you donate creates three meals for Three Square, creates three meals for every dollar donated. And if you can't come out and donate it in person, it's so easy to do it online. You just go to threesquare.org/fourcorners. That's the number four, threesquare.org/fourcorners. And you can donate online, and we see the donation amounts immediately, so we can run that into our grand totals.
And we want to thank Anne, who came by bright and early this morning. She was the first one here. We were literally still getting set up, and she's on her way to work this morning and stopped by with a $100 bill. That's 300 meals, Ann, for Three Square Food Bank. What a great way to kick off the south side of town. Can I say that I'm surprised? No. Or the east side, rather. I always feel like this side of town really comes out in droves, so we're going to see how that goes.
Here, 1 second. I'll have the totals, what we did yesterday.
Yeah, we were in Summerlin yesterday. West side of town, what was it?
17,610.
Okay, that's, gosh, you guys, these are really good numbers. I mean, it looks like the north side of town is the side to beat. So will you guys be able to do it here in the east side, the southeast, Green Valley, Henderson? We're talking to you guys. We can't wait to see you today.
So you can tell me later on? Or
let's do that after the pre-show.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
I'm so intrigued.
I got a phone call yesterday.
What?
During Heather's show. And so, yeah, there may be a day five of the Four Corners.
The Five Corners Food Drive?
Actually, there will be a five.
What? Oh, my gosh. Okay, okay. Mercedes has it coming up here.
Details are coming up, but let's do it. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Out of My Head by Fastball?
Was I out of my head? Was I out of my head?
Do you want to hear Where My Girl's At by 702? Or do you want to hear When You Were Young by The Killers? You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.
Coming up next.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, I'll tell you all about the interesting phone call I got from Heather Collins during her show yesterday and how that's going to affect our food drive tomorrow.
I'm so intrigued what's happening here.
Yeah, that is on the way. But first, the votes are in, and When You Were Young by The Killers is the pre-show you pick. Hey!
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Food drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. We are in the Southeast today at the Albertsons at South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge. We are on day number four. We have had just a huge 3 days, and I cannot wait to see what you guys do here in Henderson today, all to benefit Three Square. For every dollar donated, Three Square can create three meals for our community. So I have to tell you what happened yesterday, and I hope you guys were okay with me making the executive decision to do something.
Okay, I trust your decision making, but what are we doing?
So yesterday, I was working at the TV station, so I didn't hear this happen, but I guess on Heather Collins' show, Station Casinos came out and they donated $5,000,
wow,
which is absolutely huge.
It's massive.
So I hadn't heard that. I was working, and then just after 4 o'clock, I get a phone call from Heather, and she tells me about the donation, and she said that the people at Station Casinos said something to the effect of, "There's more where that came from. If Mercedes in the Morning comes out and broadcasts live from Durango Station on Friday." Now, I mean, full transparency, we were planning to keep the food drive going from the studio on Friday, just trying to encourage online donations still talking about it. So when she said that, there's more where that came from. I mean, it's all to benefit Three Square. So I said, okay, so we just have to go and broadcast our show from Durango Station? And she said yes, and that they'll have a surprise for us.
So they make a $5,000 donation.
Yes.
And then request that we come broadcast live at Durango Station, which is awesome.
Because we're wrapping things up at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
That was always the intent.
Be in the studio. But they said, if you come out, we'll make it worth your while. There's more where that came from.
There's more where that came from.
They're giving us riddles.
Yeah. So, just knowing Station Casinos and how they operate, I thought, well, I think the whole team would be on board for this. I mean, if there's more money that we can raise for Station Casinos and we do the last 4 hours of the food drive, which is right by our radio
station,
Durango Station. So we will be broadcasting from Durango Station tomorrow morning for day five of the Four Corners Food Drive.
So the original map of the whole food drive, Heather was going to wrap it up this afternoon, correct?
No, we were going to keep encouraging online donations tomorrow.
Yes.
But we were going to
be in studio. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So now we're going to be out live tomorrow morning.
Yes.
For the fifth day.
I hope that's okay.
It's 100% okay. Because like you said, station, they already donated $5,000 this afternoon, which is colossal. But there's more where that came from.
And that's what intrigued me. I was like, okay. Just like I said, knowing how they operate. I figured it's 4 hours and we were going to encourage people to donate anyway. So let's just go to Durango Station and see what we can make happen.
Do they say where we're going to be in Durango Station?
Yes, we're going to be at the food court. The Eat Your Heart Out food court will be there tomorrow morning. So if you're available, come on out and see us. We'll be there. But yeah, that's it's going to go one more day out of the studio.
Okay. It's the five quarters food truck. I guess four quarters plus one. Plus one. Four plus one this year. Hey, there's more where that came from. Sign me up.
I know. I don't know. I have a really good feeling about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, let's go back to this morning. What's happening this morning? We started off strong this morning. Was her name Ann that did that?
Ann, yes.
Ann came by. She did a $100 donation. And of course, if you make a donation for $100 or more, you get to pick any song you want. And Ann, she wanted to hear the Chain Smokers with Halsey, Closer. So Ann, she's driving to work. Don't be speeding, Ann. Here's your song. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2139.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is day number 4 of the Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank, and we are at the Albertsons on South Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. We are in Henderson and in the southeast part of town looking to get your donations all to benefit Three Square. We have had such a strong showing, and we were looking at the numbers and where we ended yesterday at just over $79,000 raised for Three Square. We are close to, if maybe we have actually exceeded the number that we finished at day 4 last year.
That is wild,
so
you guys.
It's like,
you guys are unbelievable.
Everything on top of that is just like the cherry on top. We love that.
They sent us an email. I can't find it. They sent us an email. Here I got it. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Last year's food drive, we raised $74,118.
So we did beat it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So this is just extra, and
that's
we are
amazing.
Loving that. Yes. We are so pumped.
Holy cow.
And especially, I'm so pumped to be here in Henderson. I feel like this side of town always shows up when it comes to the food drive, and we've already it's just 6:04 and we've already had like 3 or 4 people stop by with their donations. It's been so great.
It's been a great morning. Did you hear this news that the last Kmart is closing its doors?
I did not. I honestly did not know Kmart's were still around.
There's one Kmart still standing apparently, and Kmart is closing its doors, and it brought back so many memories when I was reading this story, because when they opened up Kmart in my town, small little town, Thorwaldstown, Pennsylvania, it was like the hangout. Did your Kmart have that little deli area? So we would go there into Kmart. You could buy some stuff, whatever. But we would just go because they had the deli area, and they sold hot dogs really cheap. They had Icy's. I remember the Icy Cup so vividly. And they had 2 or 3 video games as well. So we'd go there, grab a hot dog, maybe an Icy, play some video games. That was like our hangout spot. It was like the cafeteria inside Kmart.
We did not have a Kmart near my house, so I rarely went to Kmart. We were like the Target people. There was a Target ever since I can remember living in my house. Like, that's where we went. And they did have something similar there. They had like a little snack bar area that I was always begged my mom to go to. But like, the hangout in our town was not a Kmart. The hangout, especially when I was in high school, was Taco Bell. That's where everyone hung out. Where are you going? We're meeting everyone at Taco Bell. And then, like, the parking lot was packed with high schoolers. And we would all just find out, like, where's the parties? Or we would just stay there and, like, eat and just talk. That was the hangout in my hometown.
So you would just go, you know, if you were to go hang out after school on a Friday night, you didn't have to call your friends. You just knew.
Everyone was going
to Taco Bell, and that's where everyone was going to be.
And it would overflow into the Burger King parking lot, which was right next
door.
Yeah, that was the hangout.
All right, we got a lot to come here on the show. It is the Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. We're on the east side of town. Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge. Green Valley, Henderson. We are here for you this morning and can't wait to see what you do. Now, coming up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, we are going to talk about Diddy's kids. They break their silence on rumors about their mother's death and the alleged memoir that she left. We're going to talk about that coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Live from the Albertsons at South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge Parkway.
Henderson, you are already showing up big this morning. We've gotten so many great donations. And Melissa, she just stopped by. She was with her dog. And she hands me a crisp $100 bill and says, "Can you please play Phil Collins in the air tonight?"
And oh gosh, this is an amazing song.
I was like, let me see if we have that. And look at this. It's in the system. Who's going to do the drum part on the way to work this morning?
In 2 minutes is when the drums kick in.
Okay, so everyone get ready and thank Melissa for the donation. And we would love to see you, the Albertsons and South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. We're going to be here all morning and we'd love to see you. It's Mix 94.1. Food Drive. We are at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge in Henderson and have had a great morning so far. Our buddy Nolan just stopped by with a $100 donation.
Wow, Nolan. Nice work, buddy. He's on his way to the doctor's office and he's going to go to school. Looks like a very smart kid over there. You go to Cadence? Is that where you go to school?
And he said, with the $100 donation, I'm like, okay, what song do you want to hear? Anything you want. And I'm just like, so proud. His mom must be a great mom because he asked for NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. I was like, yes, this kid is great.
And you know that you can do the dance to it, your mom was saying too?
Some of it.
So why don't we start the song and Steph will record you doing the dance.
Steph will do it.
Is everyone ready? You ready, Nolan? Here we go. Here's your song. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
And his mom who just stopped by here at the Four Corners Food Drive. We are on the east side of town at Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. And I feel like we need to give an update for those who didn't hear earlier. For the first time in the history of the Four Corners Food Drive, we are going to a fifth location tomorrow morning.
This all went down last night because we were originally planning on being in studio tomorrow doing the regular show, but also still encouraging and getting those kind of last-minute donations through. You can donate online at 3.org/4corners. That's the number 4. You can donate online. That was kind of the game plan tomorrow. But not to be out on site. And this all went down from a phone call you got from Heather Collins last night.
Yeah, yesterday, Station Casinos, they stopped by her location, donated $5,000, which is absolutely
incredible.
Huge. And I guess they told her, hey, there's more where that came from. If you could get the morning show to come and broadcast from Durango Hotel and Casino, we will donate even more. I don't know what that means. And so she called me on the air yesterday, and I was like, huh? So I said yes. I said we would go out there. Like you said, the plan was still to encourage donations until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning online, but we arranged it with the radio station. Our engineers said that they can help us get out there, and so we're going to broadcast tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 to finish off the food drive and see what's going on. So I'm really excited about this.
And we have to, and they said they're going to make it worth our while.
Yeah, they'll make it worth our while.
Station Casinos, they always deliver something, so they're working on something over there. What it is, we'll have to find out tomorrow morning. I'm so intrigued. Did they give any time frame? They just said show up, start doing the show, and at some point, ta-da,
yeah,
here we are.
Between 6 and 10, I'm guessing. So we'll see about that.
This is going to be fun. I'm all in. Steph, hopefully you're in too.
I'm so in. It's
going to be great. Yeah. So we just, you know, Three Square Food Bank is such an important organization to this community. And we just are so grateful to all of you who have donated so far. You know, some people wonder, you know, who do they affect? They affect everyone from kids to the seniors. And Jean, we spoke with Jean, who is a senior that uses Three Square. She lost her husband and she really depends on it. This is what she had to say.
I've been in Las Vegas for 21, 22 years permanently. My husband worked for the railroad, so on times he used to come up here and relieve the freight agent when they had a freight here. And he decided that we would retire here. So he did not make retirement. He died 6 months before we permanently moving here. So, but I enjoy Las Vegas. I really do. The casualty of the area and the people. 2 years ago, I believe, that's when I first started coming. And we used to just have about 30 people there. Well, it's grown quite a bit. I think it's excellent because I feel nobody should go hungry, especially seniors. You know, we have a habit of not keeping to our diets. We eat scrappy food sometimes. And this way, at least you get a decent meal.
Visit 3square.org/4corners and donate now. Mix 94.1. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Kind of a bomb that was dropped on the Today Show this morning. Hoda Kotb, she's leaving.
What?
Yeah, she's leaving the Today Show. She's been the co-anchor for 5 years. And she let everyone know in a letter to staff this morning. And she wrote, "As I write this, my heart is all over the map. I know I'm making the right decision, but it's a painful one. And you all are the reason why. They say two things can be right at the same time. And I'm feeling that so deeply right now. I love you. And it's time for me to leave the show." She also reflected on her connection with her co-host. She said, "Savannah's my rock. Jenna's my ride or die. Al, my longest friend at 30 Rock." And so she actually made the announcement on the show today. There were some tears, but yeah, it looks like she's going to be stepping back, but she'll still continue her work at NBC.
Okay, well, she's been a staple. She seems like such an amazing woman. Didn't you? She was there the night of Britney Spears had her first residency here in Las Vegas.
I think it was the Jennifer Lopez.
Was it the Jennifer Lopez? I just remember being there, like it was media night, and Hoda was there. And didn't you guys chit-chat the night?
We got a picture. She was really nice. She's super sweet. Just a really cool lady. And
she looks like that. Like,
yeah.
Like a fun lady.
Like she's the same on the air as she is off the air. Like I wonder sometimes, you know, what are they the same? Mm-hmm. And she was so nice. So obviously she has something that she needs to do, and we love that for her. So also this morning, we all know that portion sizes at restaurants can be absolutely ridiculous sometimes. And sometimes the focus is really quantity over quality. Well, according to a new report, portion sizes in the U.S. shot up in the 1980s, and they never really came back down, but there's a good chance that's going to change soon. And there's several reasons why. They ran this analysis and they found that, first of all, restaurants are dealing with rising food costs. Mm-hmm. There's also rising food waste when that happens. A recent study found that as much as 40% of the food that's served at restaurants never gets eaten,
wow,
which is awful. And they also say that people that are taking GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs, they're eating less. And, the trends where people are using tech to monitor their portion sizes to control the calorie intake. So they're changing up the portion sizes. And there's also something called snackification, which I'd never heard of before. That's gaining a lot of popularity among younger people, where your traditional meal is just replaced with a bunch of snacks throughout the day. You know, like the whole grazing.
You're grazing
thing.
All
you just
day long.
Eat all day long.
What's so funny, because when we make dinner at the house, we have like three different size plates. There's always like the medium size plate I always use, and I kind of base my portions based on the amount of food that I put on those plates. I know that's enough that's going to fill me. I'm not going to be stuffed and whatever. But sometimes when I get takeout, I normally eat out of the containers, but every once in a while I'll dump it on a plate and realize the plate that I need to get that big, big plate out, because
it's just huge.
It's so much food. You don't realize how much food you're eating until you put it on that plate and see it all spread out.
Whenever we go out to eat, I automatically just cut it in half. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that will be my leftovers. I never eat the plate because it's just too
it's
much
huge.
Food. Yeah. All right. Finally, this morning, speaking of food, this year is the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants and Wendy's. They're celebrating with the new menu items that are celebrated, the series. I guess they're going to launch a new Frosty called the Pineapple Under the Sea Frosty, and that's happening October 8th, where it's a vanilla Frosty and they add pineapple and mango puree to it. So it kind of sounds like a Dole Whip in a way.
It
sounds kind of
good.
And then they're also going to introduce a Krabby Patty collab, which includes a Krabby Patty burger, fries, and then that pineapple under the sea frosty. They're saying that's coming out at the beginning of October, and that's it.
Okay. dashboard and take a look at what we've done here on day four of the Four Corners Food Drive here at Albertsons at Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge. This hour, since we started at 5:30, because donations started coming in right away as soon as we got here, we raised $525,
wow,
which comes out to 1,575 meals.
That is amazing. Henderson, thank you. You guys always deliver, and we know it's just going to get better throughout the day. So come down and see us. The number to beat is the north side of town. We were able to raise over $40,000 on the north side of town. Can we do that here? We will see. Come down and see us. Albertsons, Stephanie, and Horizon Ridge.
Also, too, if you donate $100 or more, we'll play any song that you want. And Rizzy, she was so sweet. She came down here and gave us $100.
And she said, any Ed Sheeran. So she left it up to us to choose. And I haven't heard this song forever. I'm so excited we have it.
We do. It's called Don't, and here it is. Rizzy, here's your Ed Sheeran. It's Mix 94.1. La, la, la.
Beautiful things that I've got. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Day number four of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are at the Albertsons on Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. It has been a beautiful morning so far. The sun is rising. So many people have come out, and we're all here to raise money for Three Square Food Bank. They are such an important organization in this community, and you guys have really shown up and shown out, and we want to get you guys more information on what exactly that money does. And we have Casey Tracy and Reyna Lagareta here from East Valley Family Services. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming here. So many people think that Three Square is like people go there and they get their food and that's how it works. And that's not the case. Three Square actually goes to so many different organizations here in the Valley and helps you help people. And you're at East Valley Family Services. Talk to us about what you guys do.
Yeah, so we are located at Eastern Sahara. We offer an array of programs over at East Valley, but our biggest program is our Family Resource Center. We have our food pantry, of course, which is primarily through Three Square. Without them, we wouldn't have a lot of the food that we have. And we offer the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which is TFAP. And people can come get groceries anytime our food pantry is open, which is 9 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. They can come in and get a bag of like supplemental groceries. And then we also participate in their Golden Grocery Program, which is once a month for us. It's the first Friday. So next Friday will be that. And it's for seniors 60 plus. And then we also are kicking off with them this month in October, their DoorDash program for seniors as well. So that does food delivery services to seniors in the community, which will be a new program for us, so we're super excited for that. But Three Square is the only reason we really have a food pantry offered in that area and at our location. They're our primary funder for that. So without Three Square, we wouldn't be able to have groceries to offer to seniors and families and individuals in that area.
How many people are coming through a day? Talk about the amount of people that are coming through and visiting you guys needing assistance.
Yeah, so we see on average daily for our TFAP program about 30 to 60 clients a day. And then for our Golden Groceries program, we see about 180 to 200 seniors every first Friday.
Talk to us about the Golden Groceries program. I think this is so important because the seniors, sometimes this is the only interaction that they have with people. So it's not just about the groceries. Sometimes it's about that interaction, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we do get that often. A lot of our seniors come in, they're just excited to talk to each other. You know, some of them even commute together. Some of them ride the bus together. They ride the cars. And they're just really excited. They come in. They're like, oh, my gosh, long time no see. It's been a month. So, you know, it's really funny. But it's also really impactful for us and for them as they are coming in. They're like, we couldn't get groceries without you guys. We are getting fresh groceries, we're getting fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, we're getting everything that we truly, really need on our, you know, nutrition.
Especially as you get older, it's so important that you're eating something that you get this nutritional value from. And so we talked to a couple of people mm-hmm. that said that sometimes seniors will just go with what's convenient and they're not meeting those nutritional needs. And thanks to people like you and Three Square, they are.
If someone is listening and they need assistance, how does the process work? They just can show up and say, hey, I need some help, and you guys let them in and take care of them?
Yeah, so for our food pantry, you basically can just show up anytime our office is open. And then our Golden Groceries program, which is specifically for seniors 60+, the difference a little bit is they get fresh bread and veggies, and they get a little bit more groceries. That's the first Friday of every month. So we'll actually have that program next Friday. It starts at 9 and while supplies last. And like I said, we serve about 180 to 200-ish seniors.
There was a story that I had heard about a gentleman that came in a few weeks ago that had lost his job and was really needing some help getting a new one, and you guys were there to help. What happened?
Well, you know, it happens often. A lot of people just come in, ask for, you know, they lost their job, they don't have IDs, they don't have any of those type of services, and then he was coming to us and saying, I lost my home, we don't have food, I have nothing. We were able to help him out, you know, with getting him, you know, housing, electricity, and then when he was going over to our warehouse, that's where he just broke down. He said, I wasn't able to get proper groceries in a while, and this is wonderful. He came back a few more times after, and he was just really grateful. He became really close to our warehouse manager.
Aww.
Like, they're like besties now.
I love that.
You're changing lives.
Yeah.
You're saving lives. It's incredible. Thank you so much for your service to Las Vegas and taking care of so many people.
Yeah, of course.
Casey, Raina, you guys are amazing. And this is the power of Three Square. And this is how they touch other organizations, so they're able to help the people, your neighbors here in the Las Vegas Valley. So please come down and see us. We are at stop number 4 for the Four Corners Food Drive, Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge.
And listen, if you donate $1, Three Square is going to turn that into 3 meals, and you're going to help someone out with just $1. If you donate $100, we'll play any song you want. And we've been having a lot of fun this morning with all the requests. We had Phil Collins on earlier this hour.
Yes, Mrs. Napier came down. She is the principal of Hickey Elementary, and she said that her school, they get food bags from Three Square, and they are able to pass those out to their students. And she asked if we could play Can't Stop the Feeling from the Trolls movie. Her students wanted to hear that. So, of course, we can make that. Thank you for that $100 donation. We appreciate you. It's Mix 94.1.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Mix 94.1.
94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Day four of the Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. We're here at Green Valley Henderson. The exact location is Albertsons at Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge. And Mercedes, we started at 5:30. We started getting donations right away this morning.
It's been great. Lena and her family just come by. Anna and Stephanie, they're leaving. We didn't get a picture with you guys. I'm so sad. Come
hang
over
out.
Here.
Hang out for a couple
Let's
minutes.
Let's take a picture. Even if we do it really quick here, because we have a very special guest. And she's one of my favorites from Three Square. Come here. Come here. Let's do this picture. We'll do it live on the air really quick.
Come on.
Come on. Little picture. Little
pins.
Cheese.
Ready? And 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your donation.
Thank you.
We have Michelle Beck here from Three Square. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for doing this for us. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so good to see you. I always look forward to our chats because you've been with Three Square for how long?
Over 12 years.
12 years. And I just feel like you're a staple of the organization. You've seen it all. We've been through many of these food drives together. And isn't it amazing to see it just grow and grow every single year?
The generosity of this community just can't be matched, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people step up in so many ways, and we've talked about it. There's times where people need a little help, times where people are giving back. I mean, we talk to people that are out here. We talk to people at Three Square all the time that, and we even have employees that say, you know what, one of the things that happened during school, I received food from Three Square, so I know exactly what Three Square does, and now they've come to work for us, or they've become donors. So it's just the circle of generosity in this city that is really outstanding and can't be compared to any other city.
We were talking before we went on the air about how are things going. You said very busy, and is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? You're busy because so many people need help, which is concerning, but it's also great that you're busy because you're helping people out.
Yeah, we do have the means to be able to do that. We work with you. You guys interviewed earlier one of our partners. We have about 150 different partners that we get the privilege of working with. But right now in Southern Nevada, 341,000 people are food insecure. That number, when it comes to kids, 1 in 5 kids lives in a food insecure home. And to put that in context for the listeners, you know, we just had our nights there. You think of them being in T-Mobile Stadium, we can fill T-Mobile Stadium 2 times over with the number of kids that are food insecure.
That is not something
right?
you want to hear.
But you can picture it then.
Yeah.
You think,
yeah.
How many of those kids, you know, walk them through, walk them back out, and then the next group of kids comes in. Those kids don't always know where their next meal is coming from. It's just not right in our city. So that's where the generosity comes in. People do a little bit. We get food. We work with so many partners to make sure that everybody across Southern Nevada has dignified access to food.
We had the principal of Hickey Elementary stop by earlier, and
she's
I saw
so
you talking
cute.
To her. She's adorable, Mrs. Napier, and she said that her school is a recipient of some of the, are they the weekend backpacks or what?
You know what, there are different programs that different
okay.
schools have. So sometimes we work with schools in the after school programs, the backpack for kids. So we work with about 150 different schools, 4,500, maybe 5,000 bags that are going out every Friday to help some of the kids that we know on the weekends don't have access to food. And those bags go, we work with teachers and counselors. We don't know who those kids are, but they will identify them. And every school does something a little different. So they've got a little after school program, but they sneak those bags into the kids' backpacks so they will have food on the weekends.
And I think there's so many different layers to it, too. You're giving these kids these backpacks to have food over the weekends. So now they're coming in nourished. They're full. They're not hangry. They're not malnourished. They can focus on school and do better in school. And then you look at the seniors, too. We talk a lot about the social aspect, how that is so important for seniors. So many of them live alone. And the only interaction they have with someone else outside of maybe their pets is through you guys.
Yeah, it really is. And they have agency partners that they can work with. We had yesterday, I received an email from a senior that said, I just don't have access to food. Kind of went on a little bit about some of the details. I sent that over. We have a call center at Three Square to them. And they kind of really look at triaging those things. So yesterday, they sent a delivery over of groceries to that senior.
Wow.
Right, signed her up for the Golden Groceries Program. We work with Lyft, we work with DoorDash. So some of those seniors that are able to get out and about, Lyft will help give them rides to the grocery store, right? There are so many layers when you say mm-hmm. that. There are layers and layers that you just don't know about and partners that are helping to make sure that people have groceries.
And this is why we need your help. For every $1 donated, Three Square can create 3 meals for our community. And we have done so great so far. The north side of town,
They were able to raise over $40,000. We went to the south side. They were able to raise over $21,000. West side yesterday, over $17,000. So we're here on the east side of town at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, hoping to just break any of these records. We're going to go a day five, Michelle. I don't know if you heard about this.
I just heard. That's awesome.
So tomorrow we're going to be at Durango Casino, and we are going to do a final push, the last 4 hours of the food drive tomorrow at their food court, hoping to get some donations. And Station Casino said, if you show up, we'll make it worth your while. So we're really excited about that.
And that's coming off of a $5,000 donation that they did
already
last night. We get these donations. It is so neat to see, because a student will come up, a little kid will give us a dollar, which is we'll make three meals. And then we have such amazing companies here in town that come down and do a $5,000 donation, and they challenge other businesses. So that was the big donation last night, and now we're going back to see what happens tomorrow. It's going to be very interesting.
And we want to remind everyone, if you cannot make it out to one of our locations, you can always donate online. threesquare.org/fourcorners. All the donations that come in online today will go towards that Henderson, this east side location, your final tally. So get those donations in while you can. And Michelle, thank you, and everyone at Three Score for all that you do. We love you guys.
Thanks to you. Thanks to the listeners who come out and see us at Stephanie and
Horizon Ridge.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It is day number four of the Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. And we're at the Albertsons on Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. We're going to come up with some great hourly totals for you here in just a few minutes. But if you are wondering about who is going to benefit from your donation, we want to introduce you to Irma, native of Las Vegas. She volunteers at Three Square, and she was a single mom who would use food pantries as a kid. And she really says she wants to take the stigma away from asking for assistance.
I would love to somehow take the stigma away from being embarrassed to get food, because certainly we were. Especially when we were old enough to realize, like, we're hungry, or we for sure did not know where our next meal was coming from. That would be like a goal of mine, to just take the stigma away and let people know, like, it's okay. Like, we all need help, you know what I mean? And no judgment.
Visit threesquare.org/fourcorners and donate now. Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, live from the Albertsons at South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge Parkway.
Taking your donations right now. I want to thank Broken Yoke Cafe. They just stopped by and brought us some breakfast this morning. And Chris, with his $100 donation, he said, any song? Okay, I picked Jelly Roll. Need a Favor is on Mix 94.1.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
So Travis Kelce, he's been facing a lot of criticism for his slow start this football season as a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's gotten a lot lower averages in receptions and yards per reception. And I guess some NFL analysts went off on a whole tirade saying that Kelce's performance has been affected by all his distractions, off-field commitments like acting and podcasting and tailoring and this and that. Well, Patrick Mahomes, he's stepping up, and he is defending him, saying that is just not true. He is completely focused on winning. And Swifties, they're also coming out and supporting Travis, is telling this guy that he's got to separate his personal life from the game. You know, they're two different things. Kelce has acknowledged he's had a slow start, but he said he's focused on improving without being too hard on himself.
He does have a lot going on. I think that will chip away at certain things. Everything is going on. His podcast is massive. If he's endorsement deals, acting, the whole thing. But I still think he's probably dedicated 110% to being a great football player.
Well, I think he had these things before. He was doing his podcast before he blew up. He had a relationship before. Granted, it wasn't as high profile as Taylor, but he had that before. You know, it's just because we see more of it now, and everyone is ready to criticize the guy. So it's a game. People go through slumps.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's going to happen. So you got to show a little bit of grace. Also this morning, did you hear about this big Bridgerton fiasco?
It was like the Willy Wonka thing or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they're comparing it to like the Fire Festival for Bridgerton. And yeah, that Willy Wonka experience in Scotland earlier, it was such a letdown that parents were upset, kids in tears. Well, something happened like that in Detroit on Sunday, only the victims this time were Bridgerton fans. Fans paid between $150 to $1,000 for what was supposed to be a Detroit Bridgerton-themed experience. Which already scares me, yeah. And it was supposed to be a night of dancing, live entertainment, exquisite refreshments, and enchanting surprises. There was also a $2,000 cash prize for the best-dressed attendee, except there wasn't a cash prize. There was no alcohol. The entertainment was a single violin player and a stripper.
Okay.
Complete with a pole.
Detroit.
Yeah. There weren't enough chairs for everyone to sit down. Needless to say, people who paid for this experience have been complaining all over social media. The organizers issued a statement acknowledging that not everyone had the experience that they anticipated at the event. They said they're trying to make good and work out the concerns. But yeah, I guess it was a big old mess.
Does a stripper tie into Bridgerton somehow?
Not that I've seen. Not that I've
Wasn't
seen.
Was that with a carriage or something? A carriage scene?
Oh, yeah, that was a whole different thing.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the carriage rides. So it's not seen
movie. Yeah, you got to watch it.
Bridgerton fans like, oh,
finally, this morning, here is something that no one saw coming. Hasbro has announced the first ever Monopoly drinking game. It's exclusively...
Is it already a drinking game?
Well, this is an official one, okay, from Hasbro. It's for adults 21 and over. Monopoly Board Crawl is the name of the game. And it lets you enjoy a cocktail, a mocktail, or anything in between as you navigate this reimagined Monopoly board. Some of the themed spaces include a pregame and rooftop bar. The biggest difference between regular Monopoly and Monopoly Board Crawl is the drinking part. So if you're looking to buy a property or pay rent, you can settle your debts by taking sips from your cup. Okay. So that'll cost you $200 or two sips.
If only that was like in real life, you can do that. Drink away your debt.
Oh my God.
Fantastic.
Some people would be debt free. Like millionaires, probably.
Steph is now making money. Look at you go, girl. Let's get into some totals here. The Four Corners will drive. We go to the Tri Point Homes Cashboard. This is day four of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we're at Albertsons at Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge and Green Valley Henderson. You always show up strong. So this hour, we raised $448, which comes out to 1,344 meals.
Woo!
Let's talk about grand totals.
Okay.
Because grand total so far during the Four Corners Food Drive, which is actually now five corners.
We'll have to explain.
We'll explain that. We raised $80,395.
We have passed that $80,000 mark. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Close to being finished, and we surpassed last year's number of the food drive. What a year it's been.
Oh, thank you so much, Henderson. We are so grateful. Please come down and see us. We are going to be here all day long at the Albertsons on Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, and you can always donate online too. threesquare.org/fourcorners. All of the online donations that come in today will go towards this side of town's final count. And coming up next, I just saw Tyler Quarter walk up from the Finley Automotive Group. And I have a feeling, just knowing Tyler for as long as we've known him, that he may have something for
something
us.
Something magical is about to happen. Yeah. I have a feeling something big is about to happen. And that's coming up here in about 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
Exciting 4.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Day number four of our Four Corners Food Drive. We are in the east side, southeast side of town. We're in Henderson at the Albertsons at South Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And we're raising money for Three Square Food Bank. It's been a great morning so far. We just met Tammy, who came in with a $100 donation. She wants to hear espresso in a few minutes, so we got to get that on for her for sure. Right now, from Finley Automotive, Tyler Quarter, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
It's always so good to see you. Every time I see you, we're talking about something amazing that Finley Automotive is doing for the community. Like, literally, you guys are always out and about. It's so amazing.
It's what we do. It's what we like to do. So that's why we do it.
I love it.
It starts from the top down. So it starts from you guys. But how does it feel to see so many of your general managers and dealerships coming out all throughout the week, all making a huge impact? Every part of the valley. Finley. Someone from your team was out there representing the Finley Group.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we actually, it's kind of a corporate philosophy. And I actually talk about when we have our managers meetings, we talk a little bit about what we're doing in the community, and we emphasize it. So all the guys are on board, and they love doing it. And so it's one of our favorite things to do.
We are so happy to see you. And like JC said, yeah, we had a great donation from Finley Kia yesterday.
Yeah.
Finley Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. We had a great donation. Finley Honda.
Yeah.
From Centennial Hills. And so who are you here representing today?
I have to say, you know, John Barr kind of lost his voice. So I'm here for the Toyota store. Finley Toyota.
I bought my Highlander there.
and so that's pretty cool. And also, I just wanted to mention, this is the grocery store where I buy my groceries, by the way.
Perfect.
So
okay.
I love
this
it.
This is my spot. So, I'm here on behalf of Finley Toyota, and we're going to jump in. You know, we've had Finley Honda was out here with $5,000, Finley Kia with $5,000, Finley Chevrolet was out here with $5,000. So we're going to make it an even $20,000 today with another $5,000.
Incredible. 15,000 meals.
That's what's exciting about it is when you add all the Finley stores together now, I think that's 60,000 meals.
Oh my gosh, exactly.
Three meals for every dollar that we can donate because they're so efficient at Three Square, and we love supporting Three Square. That's the mechanism that feeds hungry people in our valley, whether it's seniors or students or whoever needs it. And so we love to be a supporter of Three Square.
Wow.
What's great too about the Finley Automotive Group is that you guys have this massive financial donation that's going to change lives. But we also see your team out there just giving their time volunteering, helping out at Three Square.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, just going out there, just hands-on helping the community financially and also physically as well.
And it's very cool because if you've ever been out there to Three Square and seen the operation, it's really amazing what they do and how efficient they are. And so our people love to go out there and help package up meals and get food ready to get it out to the community. So, and you know, our employees love that. They love getting involved, and I think it makes them feel better about where they work when they get involved and see what we're doing in the community. So it's all good, and Three Square is one of our favorite things to support.
Well, we are so grateful for this donation on behalf of Finley Toyota today. Such a fan of the Finley Automotive Group. Tyler, thank you so much for all that you guys do for this community. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
We'll have more. Thank you, Tyler. More from the Four Corners Food Drive. Come by and see us. We're live at Albertsons, Stephanie, and West Horizon Ridge. It's Mix 94.1.
Now, back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Visit 3square.org/4corners and donate now.
I feel like we should call it the 5 points for food drive. Yes. We'll explain more about that. We're going to be out and about again tomorrow for the Four Corners Food Drive, but right now we're on the east side of town, and we just got a $100 donation from Brandon and Joyce. We said any song you want, and they picked Airplanes by B.O.B. It's on Mix 94.1.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like
that's that me espresso.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It is day four of the Four Corners Food Drive. All of this is to benefit Three Square Food Bank, and we are live right now at Albertsons, Stephanie in Horizon Ridge. And this, I feel like since we started, it has been nonstop.
Yeah, the Southeast really will deliver. So you guys are coming out in droves. George just walked up wearing his Phillies hat. How you doing, George?
We're back in the playoffs.
Oh, it's not on. Okay, George, he just made a really big donation, $1,000.
Incredible.
George, talk to us about your donation, why it was so important to you.
Just appreciate the leadership of the whole team here. You guys are a ray of sunshine to the community, and it's exhibited by what you're doing here and this week and this program and all the money that you're donating. So thank you all for, in this turbulent times, being a ray of sunshine, and I think all of us can unite around you all, and so thank you so much.
You're just going to make me cry. Oh my gosh. It's all you guys. It really is. We are just trying to raise the awareness, but you guys are doing the legwork, so thank you so much, George. It was so nice to meet you, and thank you for your generous donation. We are so grateful. We've been having so many good donations this morning. Sorry, getting my stuff here back together.
Yeah, well, I was talking to George, too, with his $1,000 donation. Now, he obviously gets to get a song.
Yeah, of course.
I got his song ready to
what
go.
What is his song?
He's going with the 80s, and he's going with Duran Duran. Rio, right, George?
Yeah!
He's like, let's do it. Yeah, $100 enough, and we'll get you your song. We've got some other ones to get you. Stick around. They're going to be fun. It's Mix 94.1.
What about us? What about us?
Here we go. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is the Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank.
And it has been a great morning here at stop number four for the Four Corners Food Drive. We are at the Albertsons on Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And I feel like we need to do a little recap of everything that kind of went down yesterday.
Yes.
Because the Four Corners Food Drive has turned into a five-day event, and I just informed you of this morning. Yesterday, I was at work. I didn't hear the initial donation, but Station Casinos stopped by Heather's show and donated $5,000, which was incredibly
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I guess they issued a challenge, and they told Heather that there's more where that came from if we broadcasted our show Friday morning. Now, we were already going to plan on extending the food drive for Friday, but we were just going to be in studio and encourage people to donate online, which we still do. And you can do that at threesquare.org/fourcorners. But now, guess what? We're going to do our show from Durango Casino tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m.
We gladly accept that challenge they laid down for. I guess it's a challenge. Yeah, we'll be there. We're broadcasting live the entire time. And they said there's more where that came from.
Yeah.
What they told us.
If it's to benefit Three Square, you know, we're all about it.
We'll go anywhere.
We'll be there tomorrow. You can come say hi. We'll be in the Eat Your Heart Out food court broadcasting live tomorrow. So, Southwest, you get another shot to to your already impressive tally, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to see what happens.
Yeah, the anticipation now.
Yeah.
What are we going to do tomorrow with us extending the show there? We'll do it anyway, but extending the show on site, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll happen tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so make sure you're listening for that. But right now, we are here in Henderson, representing the east and the southeast part of town with your donations at Albertsons, at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. Thank you to everyone who stopped by. Are we going to do another song here?
No, let's take a quick break when we come back we have Biz Markie lined up here, I see.
Yeah, Donna and Dino stopped by. And so, yeah, we've got your $100 request coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, live from the Albertsons at South Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge Parkway.
What a morning it has been so far, and we want to thank you all for your donations here at day number four of the Four Corners Food Drive. And Donna and Dina, we did not forget about you with their $100 donation. I don't know how long it's been since we played this song on our show. It's Biz Markie. It's Mix 94.1.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Day four of the, is it now the Five Corners Food Drive?
I call it 5 points.
5 points, because we extended it for one more morning. We'll explain more about that coming up. But tomorrow we'll be at Durango Casino and Resort doing the show live. But right now, we're on the east side of the valley, Henderson, Green Valley. We're at Albertsons at Stephanie and West Horizon Ridge. And it's been a fantastic morning.
Yeah, it has been so good to see everyone. Keith just came back out with his donation. Second year in a row that we saw him. A lot of repeat donations, which we appreciate. A lot of people bringing their kids this morning as they're headed to school.
And sweet Marlo, she came by, donated $100, and today is her birthday as well.
Happy birthday, Marlo, and I love the song she requested, Timber by Kesha. It's been a minute since I've heard it. Let's play it.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's going down. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sarah and Foster just stopped by with a $100 donation between the two of them and then Foster's sister. And we're just having a great conversation with them. We have to get on a song for Foster. He wants to hear Ed Sheeran. There's been so many Ed Sheeran requests.
But also, too, what really resonated, what Mom was telling us when she had all the kids in the car, we were talking earlier about food insecurity and the amount of children it affects. You could fill up the T-Mobile Arena twice with kids, and that's how many kids are food insecure here in Las Vegas. Think about going to a hockey game, concert, T-Mobile, how big it is. Load that with kids. Now take all those kids out and put another round of kids in. That's how many kids are food insecure in Las Vegas.
And you guys are helping to change that this morning. You guys did this. So thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you and everyone else who's been here joining us at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. It's been a great morning, and we want to keep the momentum while we are at it. Let's talk about what's going on this morning. Macklemore, he's kind of in some hot water. I'm sure you heard the story about how he was canceled as the headliner of the Neon City Festival here in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, going viral for saying "Bleep America" does not help you out very much. And they're saying that they're canceling him not because of that, but because of the time. But they did say the timing kind of synced up nicely. On top of that, the Seattle Kraken and the Sounders Football Club, they say they're evaluating their relationship with him, who he's a minority owner in teams. Yeah. Meanwhile, he issued a very lengthy explanation for his outburst on Instagram. He said, "My thoughts and feelings are not always expressed perfectly or politely. Sometimes I slip up and get caught in the moment. Saturday night was one of those times." But the post does go on to be very critical of the U.S. involvement in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's something that everybody's talking about this morning. Get this. This is a crazy story out of Colorado. A man grieving the loss of his dog, he made the decision that caused one of the biggest wildfires of the year in Colorado. So according to this arrest affidavit, Brett Garber, he put his deceased dog in a pit with wood and lit the wood on fire. He was trying to cremate his dog.
Oh, no.
So he threw a spray can on the fire and it exploded. That caught a tree on fire. And that, like I said, caused a Colorado wildfire.
Oh,
police officers spotted him riding an ATV in the area where the fire started not long after it was reported. A rock place near the scene said, it said, "Rest in peace, Buddy the dog," and he's going to be charged with arson for that whole thing. Don't cremate your dog.
No, leave it to the pros. You had Max and Molly cremated, right?
Yeah, I still have their ashes.
I still got Lily's ashes. So they out on display, or they now been pushed back to a back room?
No, they're in our office, but you know something?
Slowly moving back.
Something we have that I think is so cute, and I see it every year for Christmas, is we had these Christmas ornaments made while they were alive. They're a dog groomer. They took some of the hair that they took off of them, and they put them inside these little glass bulbs, and then wrote their names, Max and Molly.
Oh.
So we have like these glass bulb hearts that have dog hair in them, but they're the dogs. They're dog hair. It's so cute.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We had Lily cremated, they took some of her hair and did a little thing. And so you have the little box that she's in.
Yeah.
The urn. And then so it has her paw print. They took her paw print. And then there's some of her hair that they put in like this little rainbow thingy. It looks really sweet.
Well, I don't know how she was shedding, but pugs shed a lot. So I still think I have hair.
Do you really?
They've been dead for a very long time. I
they're
think
laughing
it's all
at you.
Around
oh,
my carpet.
Still getting you 10 years later.
Finally, this morning, there is a reason that you shouldn't name your kids something that it could get them bullied, right? A 7-year-old boy in the UK was denied a passport recently, and although he probably endured a little bullying, this is now affecting his right to travel. His parents were told he got denied his passport because his name relates to a trademark or copyright. His name is Loki Skywalker Mowbray. And the Star Wars reference was intentional because he was born on May the 4th be with you. They were also told that they would have to get permission from Disney or change the boy's name. So the family wasn't really hot on either of those options, especially because they're not trying to get anything out of the name. They just thought it was a fun name. So the story picked up some steam, and eventually the authorities emailed the family saying that they would issue a passport, that it just had been delayed.
You know, people have famous names or something named it for movie character or something. There's so many people out there. Why are they coming down on this kid for doing it?
Well, Loki and Skywalker, that's a 2-in-1. You've got Marvel and Star Wars all together.
Yeah, double copyright. Do you want to get in some totals here?
Let's do it.
Let's go to the Tri Point Homes cash board and talk about what we did here in the 8 o'clock hour. And it was a big hour. Wow. This past hour, we raised, thanks to your help and donations, $7,075.
Wow.
$7,000.
Whoa.
Which comes out to 21,225 meals.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to hear some grand
total? Grand total. We'll give it to you.
$87,505
so
far.
Oh, my gosh.
That's over 262,000 meals for the Las Vegas Valley, thanks to Three Square.
Wow. You guys here in Henderson are absolutely killing it. What a great morning it's been so far. Let's keep it going. Come down and see us. Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. We are going to be here all day long, and we would love to see you. I saw a friend of ours, Matthew Fraser. I just saw him walk
out. He owes us some money.
I think he's got something for us. We're going to talk to him coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are on day number four of the Four Corners Food Drive here in the southeast part of town. We are in Henderson at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And look at this handsome man that has just walked up here. It is Matthew Fraser from the Kish Foundation. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing really good. How are you?
It was so good to see you again. You came out here last year, and you were like our hero with your donation. We're so grateful that you're back again. But we have some business to take care of, don't we?
We do. This goes back to the before the Olympics started with the Snoop Dogg Challenge, because Snoop Dogg ran the 200, right? It was 200 meter he ran?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds?
Something like that.
Something like that. So I wanted to beat Snoop's record. And then Matthew called up and sent a text message saying, hey, if JC can do it faster than 30 seconds, you would donate $1,000 to the Four Corners Food Drive.
And he did it.
29.3 seconds or something. I had some time to spare.
JC, but dude, you were like, you should have been at the, you should have been in Paris.
Are there more like the senior games or something?
The senior games.
There's like a DJ games.
Yeah, yeah. But because of that though, that made me run. I wanted to run harder. I wasn't going to disappoint anyone.
We'll have to do that again. You know,
every 4 years.
Yes. We would probably raise more money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so generous of you to do that, and you're always so generous, Matthew.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Kish Foundation.
Well, we are. We're from here, from Henderson. John Kish owned a casino here on Boulder Highway and sold it, I think, around 2004 and put, you know, most of his estate in the Kish Foundation, which is a private family foundation. And it's there to help out Southern Nevada. And we just support everything from animal welfare to performing arts. Education is a big part of what we do as well. So we support the Boys and Girls Club here in town and College of Southern Nevada, UNLV, the Smith Center, kind of across the board. And it's just a great, it's a great gig to have.
So now you are here supporting Three Square with your $1,000 donation on JC's behalf, right?
yeah, that's why I'm here. We got to pay up. But we're also here because we support Three Square. You know, food insecurity is a huge issue for us. And we just don't, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. So this is a great thing that you guys are doing. So thank you for doing that. And we just added a little bit more to what we wanted, to what JC did.
Whoa!
$6,000. $6,000. Matthew.
I'm speechless.
Was that an accident? Did you accidentally write a six? Oh, my God.
Life changing.
No, you guys are amazing. Thank you for the work that you guys do here. Seriously, just to get everybody involved is huge.
We couldn't do it without people like you, whether it's the kids that come up with what's in their piggy bank, $1,000, checks like this for $6,000. It all adds up. And man, we are just, I'm just blown away. This was not expected. Thank you for your generosity. You're always out supporting so many amazing causes, Matthew. I see you everywhere. I live vicariously through you. You're just amazing.
You're so welcome. And what is this, 18,000 meals?
Meals, 18,000 meals. I mean, oh my gosh.
Because that donation, you obviously get to play any song you want. So we'll put you on the spot right now and let's find a song for you to play.
You know, last year we did U2, of course. Yeah. But I wanted to do a double shot, but I think the guy in front of me wants the Killers. That's kind of who I wanted.
Uh-huh.
But let's do Imagine Dragons.
Okay. What song do you want to hear?
It's Time.
It's Time. I love that song. I love that song so much. That is such a good one. And it is time for you to come donate to the Four Corners Food Drive. We're here at Albertsons.
Thank
Stephanie
you,
and Horizon
You're
Ridge. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank
You're
you.
Amazing.
Thank
it's
you.
Mix 94.1.
Benefiting Three Square Food Bank. We're at Albertsons, Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. Every dollar that you donate, Three Square can create three wholesome meals for people here in our community. And the all week long, the donations have just been remarkable. Oh. And today, things have just been nonstop.
Whether it's just individuals or businesses, like, oh, crap, they are a service that comes up and picks up the doggy poop in your yard.
He's got 500 clients a week that he's serving.
I love him.
That's amazing.
And he made a $300 donation. So we asked, what do you want to hear? He said, The Man by the Killers. I haven't heard this one in a minute.
Because when it comes to crap, he is the
he
man.
Is the man.
He gets rid of it. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. The Four Corners.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That's The Man by the Killers. And that goes to our friends at Oh Crap Services, who pick up your doggy doo-doos. And they are so funny on TikTok. Have you followed them?
I'm going to start.
They're
following
so good. Him. I love them.
His personality alone. And he has five. He started from the ground up with one client.
Yeah.
To 500 clients he has a week that he serves.
No one wants to do that. Just
no one
let
wants
them
to pick do up
their
it crap. But he does. And what a great marketing, too. He walks up. He's got Oh Crap on his shirt and in his hat. It's fantastic.
It's so fun. We are at Albertsons for day four of the Four Corners Food Drive. Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, and usually we wrap things up on day four of the Four Corners Food Drive because we go to Four Corners, but something happened yesterday, and we're actually going to be out for a day five tomorrow, Durango Casino and Resort.
I'm so curious about this. If you're just joining us, so during Heather's show, she had the folks on from Durango, or from Station Casino.
Station, yeah.
And they made a $5,000 donation, which is huge. But then they issued, is it a challenge that they issued us?
They issued us a challenge. They said, hey, there's more where that came from. And if Mercedes and crew, if we go out and broadcast live at Durango Hotel and Casino tomorrow, they will have another donation for us. So, of course, Heather called me during her show, and I was like, yeah, well, no, I did not. I answered it. I knew it must be something important if she's calling me.
I'll call her back.
No, she had that great news. So yeah, I hope you guys don't mind, but I said, yes, I made the executive decision that we would go out there and broadcast for our final 4 hours of the food drive tomorrow. We were already going to be promoting the online donations tomorrow morning, but now we're going to be out there. So we'd love to see you. We're going to be at the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall broadcasting live for a fifth and final day, but it'll only be for our show. We're going to wrap things up at 10, so it would be great to end on a high note.
And talking about wrapping things up, we have that online auction taking place.
Yeah.
That wraps up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So if you haven't checked it out, go to our website, mix941.fm. You can click on the auction link, and there are incredible items up there. Counts Customs here in town, Danny Coker, a private tour, Danny himself, will show you his car collection. That is one of those items. Playing pickleball with you, Mercedes. That's an experience. That's one of those items that are up there as well.
We've got concert tickets. We've got dinners. We've got all sorts of things. So make sure you check it out. You can do that on our website at mix941.fm. Mix 94.1.
Let me stop my laptop froze for a second, so I didn't think we're on the air. But we are on the air.
We are on
the
air.
That's why I hit the song right away.
And so if you're hearing songs that you don't normally hear in the morning, you know it's because people are making donations. And we just got another request for New Kids on the Block. And hey, in honor of their residency, why not? Step by Step on Mix 94.1.
Step by Step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Four Corners Food Drive. We're at Albertson, Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And it has just been so much fun this morning seeing everyone making donations, from a little kid giving us a buck that's going to make three meals and is going to change a life, to big donations we got from the Finley Automotive Group, Finley Toyota. It was just a fantastic morning.
Yeah, and we love the small businesses that are coming out to donate, like Excellent Auto Care. They just came by. Baby Mateo was there. And so for Williams, we we are going to play your Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars Die With a Smile. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And we are headed out, but the food drive continues. Four Corners Food Drive here. We are in the southeast part of town in Henderson. We are at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And what a morning it has been. J-Love's going to continue with his shift, and then Heather is coming on. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. But before that, we got to go to that Tri Point Homes cash board and find out what we did in this 9 o'clock hour. It was huge.
Our biggest hour this morning. And this hour, we collected $7,090.
Whoa!
Which creates 21,270 meals.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane. I knew this side of town would step up, but gosh, I didn't know they'd step up this big so early.
I know. You want to hear some totals? Grand
yeah.
totals so far? So far during the food drive, we collected $94,608, which makes over 283,000 meals.
Oh, my goodness.
Secure here in Las Vegas. Incredible.
Wow. Thank you so much, Henderson. You guys have been killing it so far. And we want to remind you that we are going to continue the Four Corners Food Drive through tomorrow morning. You and I, we're going to be out at Durango
yes.
Casino tomorrow morning in their Eat Your Heart Out food hall. They have made a promise that if we do our show from there live tomorrow morning, they'll make it worth our while, whatever that means. So
they did a $5,000 donation last night.
Yes.
And that's when they called you and said, be there. We got something for you. So we'll find out tomorrow.
They
I'm so
issued
excited.
The challenge. So we're going to
know what's going on. We're looking at J-Love, Kirk, who's in management. Nothing. No one's looking at us.
No one's saying anything. Uh-uh. So we'll find out when we get there, but we would love to see you. The donations keep on going, all to benefit Three Square. And if you can't make it out to any of our locations, don't worry. You can do your donation online at threesquare.org/fourcorners. J-Love up next. Everyone, have a great day.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring it right back, yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are on day number four of the Four Corners Food Drive here in the southeast part of town. We are in Henderson at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And look at this handsome man that has just walked up here. It is Matthew Fraser from the Kish Foundation. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing really good. How are you?
It was so good to see you again. You came out here last year, and you were like our hero with your donation. We're so grateful that you're back again. But we have some business to take care of, don't we?
We do. This goes back to the before the Olympics started with the Snoop Dogg Challenge, because Snoop Dogg ran the 200, right? It was 200 meter he ran?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds?
Something like that.
Something like that. So I wanted to beat Snoop's record. And then Matthew called up and sent a text message saying, hey, if JC can do it faster than 30 seconds, you would donate $1,000 to the Four Corners Food Drive.
And he did it.
29.3 seconds or something. I did. I had some time to spare.
JC, but dude, you were like, you should have been at the... You should have been in Paris.
Are there more like the senior games or something?
The senior games.
There's like a DJ games.
Yeah, yeah. Because of that though, that made me run. I wanted to run harder. I wasn't going to disappoint anyone.
We'll have to do that again. You know,
every 4 years.
Yes. We'll probably raise more money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so generous of you to do that, and you're always so generous, Matthew.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Kish Foundation.
Well, we are. We're from here, from Henderson. John Kish owned a casino here on Boulder Highway and sold it, I think, around 2004 and put, you know, most of his estate in the Kish Foundation, which is a private family foundation. And it's there to help out Southern Nevada. And we just support everything from animal welfare to performing arts. Education is a big part of what we do as well. So we support the Boys and Girls Club here in town and College of Southern Nevada, UNLV, the Smith Center, kind of across the board. And it's just a great gig to have.
So now you are here supporting Three Square with your $1,000 donation on JC's behalf, right?
yeah, that's why I'm here. We got to pay up. But we're also here because we support Three Square. You know, food insecurity is a huge issue for us. And we just don't, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. So this is a great thing that you guys are doing. So thank you for doing that. And we just added a little bit more to what we wanted, to what JC did.
Whoa!
$6,000! $6,000! Matthew!
I'm speechless.
Was that an accident? Did you accidentally write a six? Oh my God!
Life-changing.
No, you guys are amazing. Thank you for the work that you guys do here. Seriously, just to get everybody involved is huge.
We couldn't do it without people like you, whether it's the kids that come up with what's in their piggy bank, $1,000, checks like this for $6,000, it all adds up. And man, we are just, I'm just blown away. This was not expected. Thank you for your generosity. You're always out supporting so many amazing causes, Matthew. I see you everywhere. I live vicariously through you. You're just amazing.
You're so welcome. And what is this, 18,000 meals?
Meals, 18,000 meals. I mean, oh my gosh.
Because of that donation, you obviously get to play any song you want. So we'll put you on the spot right now and let's find a song for you to play.
Last year we did U2, of course. Yeah. I wanted to do a double shot, but I think the guy in front of me wants the Killers. That's kind of who I wanted.
Uh-huh.
But let's do Imagine Dragons.
Okay. What song do you want to hear?
It's Time.
It's Time. I love that song. I love that song so much. That is such a good one. And it is time for you to come donate to the Four Corners Food Drive. We're here at Albertsons.
Thank
Stephanie
you,
and Horizon
You're
Ridge. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank
You're
you.
Amazing. Thank it's you, Mix 94.1.
Benefiting Three Square Food Bank. We're at Albertsons, Stephanie, and Horizon Ridge. Every dollar that you donate, Three Square can create three wholesome meals for people here in our community. And all week long, the donations have just been remarkable. Oh. And today, things have just been nonstop.
Whether it's just individuals or businesses, like, oh, crap, they are a service that comes up and picks up the doggy poop in your yard.
He's got 500 clients a week that he's serving.
I love him.
It's amazing.
And he made a $300 donation. So we asked, what do you want to hear? He said, The Man by the Killers. I haven't heard this one in a minute.
Because when it comes to crap, he is the man.
Man.
He gets rid of it. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. The Four Corners.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. That's The Man by The Killers. And that goes to our friends at Oh Crap Services, who pick up your doggy doo-doos. And they are so funny on TikTok. Have you followed them?
I'm going to start.
They're so good.
Him.
I love them.
His personality alone. And he has five. He started from the ground up with one client.
Yeah.
To 500 clients he has a week that he serves.
No one wants to do that, John.
No
let
wants
them
to pick
do
up
it
crap.
For you.
And he does. What a great marketing, too. He walks up. He's got Oh Crap on his shirt and in his hat. It's fantastic.
So fun. We are at Albertsons for day four of the Four Corners Food Drive. Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, and usually we wrap things up on day four of the Four Corners Food Drive because we go to Four Corners, but something happened yesterday, and we're actually going to be out for a day five tomorrow, Durango Casino and Resort.
I'm so curious about this. If you're just joining us, so during Heather's show, she had the folks on from Durango, or from Station Casino.
Station,
on,
yeah.
And they made a $5,000 donation, which is huge. But then they issued, is it a challenge that they issued us?
They issued us a challenge. They said, hey, there's more where that came from. And if Mercedes and crew, if we go out and broadcast live at Durango Hotel and Casino tomorrow, they will have another donation for us. So, of course, Heather called me during her show, and I was like, yeah, well, no, I did not. I answered it. I knew it must be something important, and she's calling me.
I'll call her back.
No, she had that great news. So, yeah, I hope you guys don't mind, but I said yes. I made the executive decision that we would go out there and broadcast for our final 4 hours of the food drive tomorrow. We were already going to be promoting the online donations tomorrow morning, but now we're going to be out there, so we'd love to see you. We're going to be at the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall broadcasting live for a fifth and final day, but it'll only be for our show. We're going to wrap things up at 10, so it would be great to end on a high note.
And talking about wrapping things up, we have that online auction taking place.
Yeah.
That wraps up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So if you haven't checked it out, go to our website, mix941.fm. You can click on the auction link, and there are incredible items up there. Counts Customs here in town, Danny Coker, a private tour, Danny himself, will show you his car collection. That is one of those items. Playing pickleball with you, Mercedes. That's an experience. That's one of those items that are up there as well.
We've got concert tickets. We've got dinners. We've got all sorts of things. So make sure you check it out. You can do that on our website at mix941.fm.
Step Mix 94.1. We're going to stop. My laptop froze for a second, so I didn't think we're on the air. But we are on the air.
We are on
the
air.
Let's the song right away.
And so if you're hearing songs that you don't normally hear in the morning, you know it's because people are making donations. And we just got another request for New Kids on the Block. And hey, in honor of their residency, why not? Step by Step on Mix 94.1.
Step by Step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
694.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Four Corners Food Drive. We're at Albertson, Stephanie, and Horizon Ridge. And it has just been so much fun this morning seeing everyone making donations, from a little kid giving us a buck that's going to make three meals and is going to change a life, to big donations we got from the Finley Automotive Group, Finley Toyota. It was just a fantastic morning.
Yeah, and we love the small businesses that are coming out to donate, like Excellent Auto Care. They just came by. Baby Mateo was there. And so for Williams, we are going to play your Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
And we are headed out, but the food drive continues. Four Corners Food Drive here. We are in the southeast part of town in Henderson. We are at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And what a morning it has been. J-Love's going to continue with his shift. And then Heather is coming on. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. But before that, we got to go to that Tri Point Homes cash board and find out what we did in this 9 o'clock hour. It was huge.
Our biggest hour this morning. And this hour, we collected $7,090.
Whoa!
Which creates 21,270 meals.
Oh my gosh. That is insane. I knew this side of town would step up, but gosh, I didn't know they'd step up this big so early.
I know. You want to hear some totals? Grand
yeah.
Totals so far? So far during the food drive, we collected $94,608. which makes over 283,000 meals.
Oh, my goodness.
Insecure here in Las Vegas. Incredible.
Wow. Thank you so much, Henderson. You guys have been killing it so far. And we want to remind you that we are going to continue the Four Corners Food Drive through tomorrow morning. You and I, we're going to be out at Durango
yes.
Casino tomorrow morning in their Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall. They have made a promise that if we do our show from there live tomorrow morning, they'll make it worth our while, whatever that means. So
they did a $5,000 donation last night.
Yes.
And that's when they called you and said, be there. We got something for you. So we'll find out tomorrow.
They
so
issued
excited.
The challenge. So we're going to
know what's going on. We're looking at J Love, Kirk, who's in management. Nothing. No one's looking at us.
No one's saying anything. Uh-uh. So we'll find out when we get there, but we would love to see you. The donations keep on going, all to benefit Three Square. And if you can't make it out to any of our locations, don't worry. You can do your donation online at threesquare.org/fourcorners. J Love up next. Everyone, have a great day.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. That's The Man by The Killers. And that goes to our friends at Oh Crap Services, who pick up your doggy doo-doos. And they are so funny on TikTok. Have you followed them?
I'm going to start
They're
following
so good.
Them.
I love them.
His personality alone, and he has five. He started from the ground up with one client.
Yeah.
To 500 clients he has a week that he serves.
No one wants to do that, John.
No one
let
wants
them
to pick
do
up their
it
crap.
For you.
And he does. And what a great marketing, too. He walks up, he's got Oh Crap on his shirt and in his hat. It's fantastic.
It's so fun. We are at Albertsons for day four of the Four Corners Food Drive. Stephanie and Horizon Ridge, and usually we wrap things up on day four of the Four Corners Food Drive because we go to Four Corners, but something happened yesterday, and we're actually going to be out for a day five tomorrow, Durango Casino and Resort.
I'm so curious about this. If you're just joining us, so during Heather's show, she had the folks on from Durango, or from Station Casino.
Station, yeah.
And they made a $5,000 donation, which is huge. But then they issued, is it a challenge that they issued us?
They issued us a challenge. They said, hey, there's more where that came from. And if Mercedes and crew, if we go out and broadcast live at Durango Hotel and Casino tomorrow, they will have another donation for us. So, of course, Heather called me during her show, and I was like, Yeah. Well, no, I did not. I answered it. I knew it must be something important if she's calling me.
What is this voicemail? I'll call her back.
No, she had that great news. So, yeah, I hope you guys don't mind. But I said, yes, I made the executive decision that we would go out there and broadcast for our final 4 hours of the food drive tomorrow. We were already going to be promoting the online donations tomorrow morning, but now we're going to be out there. So we'd love to see you. We're going to be at the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall broadcasting live for a fifth and final day, but it'll only be for our show. We're going to wrap things up at 10, so it would be great to end on a high note.
And talking about wrapping things up, we have that online auction taking place.
Yeah.
That wraps up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So if you haven't checked it out, go to our website, mix941.fm. You can click on the auction link, and there are incredible items up there. Counts Customs here in town, Danny Coker, a privateer, Danny himself, will show you his car collection. That is one of those items. Playing pickleball with you, Mercedes. That's an experience. That's one of those items that are up there as well.
We've got concert tickets. We've got dinners. We've got all sorts of things. So make sure you check it out. You can do that on our website at mix941.fm.
So I didn't think we're on the air, but
we are on the air.
The song right away.
And so if you're hearing songs that you don't normally hear in the morning, you know it's because people are making donations, and we just got another request for New Kids on the Block. And hey, in honor of their residency, why not Step by Step on Mix 94.1?
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Four Corners Food Drive. We're at Albertson, Stephanie in Horizon Ridge, and it has just been so much fun this morning seeing everyone making donations, from a little kid giving us a buck that's going to make three meals and is going to change a life, to big donations we got from the Finley Automotive Group, Finley Toyota. It was just a fantastic morning.
Yeah, and we love the small businesses that are coming out to donate, like Excellent Auto Care. They just came by. Baby Mateo was there, and so for Williams, we are going to play your Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars' Die With a Smile. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And we are headed out, but the food drive continues. Four Corners Food Drive here. We are in the southeast part of town in Henderson. We are at the Albertsons at Stephanie and Horizon Ridge. And what a morning it has been. J-Love's going to continue with his shift, and then Heather is coming on. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. But before that, we got to go to that TriPoint Homes cash board and find out what we did in this 9 o'clock hour. It was huge.
Our biggest hour this morning. And this hour, we collected $7,090.
Whoa!
Which creates 21,270 meals.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane. I knew this side of town would step up, but gosh, I didn't know they'd step up this big so early.
I know. You want to hear some totals? Grand total so far? So far during the food drive, we collected $94,608, which makes over 283,000 meals.
Oh, my goodness.
Secure here in Las Vegas. Incredible.
Wow. Thank you so much, Henderson. You guys have been killing it so far. And we want to remind you that we are going to continue the Four Corners Food Drive through tomorrow morning. You and I, we're going to be out at Durango Casino tomorrow morning in their Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall. They have made a promise that if we do our show from there live tomorrow morning, they'll make it worth our while, whatever that means. So
they did a $5,000 donation last night.
Yes.
And that's when they called you and said, be there. We got something for you. So we'll find out tomorrow.
They issued the challenge. So we're going to
know what's going on. We're looking at J-Love, Kirk, who's in management. Nothing. No one's looking at us.
No one's saying anything. Uh-uh. So we'll find out when we get there, but we would love to see you. The donations keep on going, all to benefit Three Square. And if you can't make it out to any of our locations, don't worry. You can do your donation online at threesquare.org/fourcorners. J-Love up next. Everyone, have a great day.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.